The U.S. Army wants its new kamikaze UAVs ASAP. A TSA agent is charged with smuggling pot through LAX. And another competitor makes it easier to dump Garmin. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, October 20th, 2011. Science fiction writers have imagined scary, small robots that fly after individual characters with ill intent. And they've been one of the scarier parts of stories as recent as last season's TV miniseries V. Now, they're fiction no more, and the U.S. Army wants them as quickly as possible. AeroVironment Incorporated calls its small, tube-launched UAV the Switchblade Agile Munition, after the manner in which its wings unfold as it leaves its launch tube. It's becoming known informally among YouTube enthusiasts as the Kamikaze Drone. At under 2.2 kilograms, or 4.8 pounds, the aircraft, along with its launcher, control system, and video downlink viewer, all fit in a backpack. Switchblade can be set up and launched in seconds. AeroVironment says it has received a contract from the U.S. Army worth $4.9 million for Switchblade, including engineering services and operational systems for deployment. The prototype received safety confirmation and underwent military utility assessment with the Army in the fall of last year. The award is for rapid fielding of this capability to deployed combat forces. Switchblade transmits live color video. Upon confirming the target, the operator sends a command to the air vehicle to arm it and lock its trajectory on the target. Flying quietly at high speed using an electric motor, Switchblade delivers its onboard explosive payload with precision while minimizing collateral damage. With the ability to call off a strike even after the air vehicle is armed, Switchblade provides a level of control not available in other weapon systems. A report from AFP News notes the larger drones used to target and kill suspects in locations such as Pakistan have generated anger among locals when their Hellfire missiles and other large ordnance have caused extensive damage and killed nearby civilians. Switchblade promises to be a much more surgical approach. The son of a former fire chief of Los Angeles has been arrested for trying to smuggle 10 to 15 pounds of marijuana on a plane at LAX Sunday morning. 23-year-old Millage Peaks Jr. is charged with bribing a TSA employee to help him get the weed through the airport in a checked bag for the flight to Boston. The scheme fell apart when baggage handlers smelled the contraband. According to CBS Los Angeles, Peaks is being represented by an attorney, Robert Little, who does not deny the suitcase contained marijuana and even knows what it was worth. Little commented, quote, "It's a fair amount. I think it was purchased for about $38,000 and was going to be resold for some amount greater than that," unquote. Millage Peaks Sr. says he has no idea his son was dealing drugs. The defendant's sister, who is an LAX officer, also says she was unaware. The FBI says the TSA agent, 28-year-old Diana Perez, denied her participation at first, but eventually admitted that she not only was involved in Sunday morning's attempt, but had been paid what she called big tips to get bags through in the past. Agents say Peaks admitted to 9 previous occurrences, for which Perez was paid $500 per bag. Peaks has been charged with bribing a public official and Perez for accepting a bribe, according to the FBI. Garmin's recent dominance in avionics has put it in the market share crosshairs of competitors. At Oshkosh this year, Avadyne announced a new series of stack-mounted touchscreen FMS GPS nav comm boxes, which are plug-compatible replacements for the aging Garmin GNS series. Now, PS Engineering is offering its PMA 8000 series audio panels to replace Garmin's older GMA 340, and PS says it will absorb the installation cost for a limited time. You'll want to hold off a few days. The offer covers purchases made starting November 1st and made through February 29th, 2012. PS is calling the special its plug-and-play, no-pay program. The upgrade instantly offers pilots new features such as monitor mode, front panel music input, front panel cellular telephone input, 4 music muting modes, Intellivox automatic intercom squelch, radio recorder, and more. The company touts the upgrade as especially helpful to operators flying single-pilot IFR. The monitor mode allows the pilot to select one comm as a primary radio while the other becomes secondary. When the primary radio becomes active, the audio panel mutes the secondary radio, allowing uninterrupted ATC communications. A continuous loop digital recorder allows instant playback of radio messages. The list price on the PMA 8000B is $1,895. The 8000BT with Bluetooth connectivity is $2,095. Still ahead, Spirit Airlines flight attendants authorize a strike. Harrison Ford meets with the Senate GA caucus. And here's another chance to ride with Sully and Skiles into Charlotte. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, October 20th. I'm Paul Plack. Flight attendants at Spirit Airlines, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, say they've overwhelmingly authorized a strike, with 98.4% voting in favor. Todd St. Pierre, AFA Spirit president, threatens, quote, "Spirit flight attendants have made innumerable contributions to the airline, and if this management is half as dedicated to the success of the airline, they will get serious about getting an agreement that recognizes our efforts. If management continues to ignore our critical role as first responders and fails to take part in meaningful negotiations, then it's clear they have chosen chaos," unquote. In this case, CHAOS is an acronym for Create Havoc Around Our System. With chaos, a strike could affect the entire system or a single flight. The union decides when, where, and how to strike, without notice to management or passengers. In Washington, D.C. Tuesday, a meeting of the U.S. Senate's General Aviation Caucus got a dose of star power with a visit from actor Harrison Ford. The topic was user fees, and Politico reports Ford took the opportunity to share with the senators that flying has brought great value to his life, and that, quote, "Aviation has been terribly important to the development of this country and keeping us a great nation," unquote. Ford worked as a carpenter in the years before he was discovered by Hollywood and didn't always have the resources to fly. The 69-year-old started flight training as a college student in the 1960s, but ended up parking the dream of flight for decades, as many of us do. He certainly made up for lost time, though. Ford has made the headlines with his charity work, including flying Special Olympic participants to the Games, flying a relief mission to Haiti following the earthquake, and serving as chairman of EAA's Young Eagles program from 2004 to 2009. He also owns a personal fleet of aircraft now, including the de Havilland Beaver and Bell 407 helicopter that he's used for Young Eagles flights, as well as an Aviat Husky, a Beech A36 Bonanza, and a Cessna Grand Caravan. A New York congresswoman is backing anti-aviation NIMBYs in her district by calling on the FAA to cooperate in making it easier for her constituents to lodge complaints about aircraft noise. The Five Towns Patch reports Carolyn McCarthy, a Democrat representing New York's 4th District, sent a letter October 7th to FAA Regional Administrator Carmine Gallo and Port Authority of New York and New Jersey Director of Aviation Susan Baer, asking them to clearly delineate their jurisdictions and create a joint toll-free hotline for noise complaints, which she says would help citizens cut through the red tape of two large agencies and resolve the problem of increasing airplane noise. McCarthy told the agencies, quote, "I have heard from residents all over my district expressing their concern regarding the number of airplanes that fly over their homes," unquote. She has also asked the two agencies to attend an October 24th meeting of the Town Village Aircraft Safety and Noise Abatement Committee and be prepared to respond to her inquiries. McCarthy has been active on the aircraft noise issue in the past. At one point, she successfully sponsored an amendment to the FAA Reauthorization Act that encouraged the Port Authority to conduct a noise study focusing on the areas surrounding JFK and LaGuardia. She also introduced a bill which would have provided a tax credit for the installation of soundproofing in homes. Hey, good luck on that toll-free hotline. It's hard enough to communicate with the FAA when you're not complaining and it's on your dime. Finally today, the pilots who famously landed U.S. Airways Flight 1549 on the Hudson River on January 15, 2009, have planned another trip to Charlotte, 1549's scheduled destination, on November 18th, but this time it won't be in an Airbus A320, but rather a 1958 DC-7B from Miami, and a few select passengers will be on board. Captain Chesley Sullenberger and First Officer Jeff Skiles are supporting the Historical Flight Foundation by flying only 40 members from Opa-locka to the Carolinas Aviation Museum, where the Flight 1549 aircraft now rests. Sully and Jeff will be part of the flight deck crew, and when not busy up front, they'll be visiting in the cabin with the passengers. The 2-hour, 45-minute flight will allow ample time for visiting, taking pictures, and having great fun. Back in the cabin, passengers will share the plentiful cabin space, large windows, and great legroom famously afforded to passengers during the 1950s and 60s. The foundation suggests, quote, "Relive how great, romantic, and comfortable a voyage was in one of the most luxurious prop airliners. Flying at altitudes of less than 10,000 feet, we will travel up the Florida coast, skirt the coast of Georgia, travel inland through the heart of South Carolina, and directly into the Charlotte Airport." Upon arrival, Captain Sullenberger, First Officer Skiles, crew members, and passengers will share a photo opportunity with N-106US, the Miracle on the Hudson airplane, unquote. Those 40 tickets will cost $1,000 each, and they include an annual membership in the foundation. But I'm guessing, unlike Spirit Airlines, you won't be surprised with any a la carte fees. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.